It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
I got to tell you, I've worked on a number of major brands. I like to brag about it because I've had so much fun. But then I get to meet today's guest, and you find out that she's done something I've not gotten to do. And that's hobnob with all these Latina celebs and rub elbows with them and learn their secrets. And our guest is Ebi Antigua. Now, she not only works with these celebs, she's their favorite stylist and makeup artist and dishes out all kinds of stuff on their secrets with fashion, food, cultural obsessions, etc. She's filled with all kinds of knowledge and secrets that we want to have her share with us, and hopefully she'll open up today with us. So, Ebi, thank you for joining us.
Hi, nice to meet you guys.
you get to do stuff that we all get to dream of, or maybe we watch our favorite reality show and pretend it's us. You actually live that life.
Yeah, it's actually kind of fun. I get to attend the shoots, come up with the creative. I do work with a lot of stylists, the best stylists in the industry, and makeup artists. And so you learn from them. And after a couple of years, you kind of pick up and celebrities get comfortable and they say their little secrets, and that's like a plus for me.
Now, Ebi, it sounds so much fun. How did you get into this type of work?
Well, I started as a graphic designer at a very young age, and I worked for Bonnier, which had parenting, working mother, a lot of different magazines, and I actually helped start magazine Latina magazine a long, long time ago with Christy Hallbegger. And so as the creative director, I was there for 7 years, left, and then came back again. And I said, well, if I come back, I need to brand myself. I need to do something different than the usual as a creative director. And so one of the things I because of the social and the Instagram and the tweets and all that, I'm like, you know what, let me do something different. So I started doing like behind the scenes videos and kind of like a 2-3 minute interviews with the celebrities. So I would actually grab the camera guy and say, hey, let's just do, besides that behind the scene, let me get a 2 minute interview and find out, what did they love about the shoe? What is their beauty secret? What is their fashion secret? What do they love? Just to be, just to get it out there, because I felt like if I was at the shoe, I wanted to share it with everyone else.
Okay, give us the dirt. Give us some of the celebrities and share with us maybe some of their favorite secrets and tips. I'm sitting on the edge of my seat.
I know. What I loved about, I'll tell you about Salma Hayek, which is really interesting. Salma Hayek is an amazing, amazing, amazing person. The great personality. Just like you see her, she is the real thing. And she's like a little Oprah. I mean, she has so much warmth and very honest and very loving to everyone at the shoot. And I just gravitated to her. And one of the things I loved about her is that she, in the size, her assistant came with a popcorn. And I'm, popcorn. Like, okay, you got popcorn. But she adds, it's interesting, she adds hot sauce in her popcorn. And like, hot sauce. She's saying, is it tasty? Usually when, the shoe, she doesn't like picking on food, which is great because you're watching your figure. But like popcorn and hot sauce was one thing I've learned. So usually when I go to shoe, I bring my popcorn and hot sauce to keep my tummy a little tight.
But wait. So the popcorn and hot sauce does what?
It's like eating all the junk. Because what happens is when you're in the shoot, let me tell you, I was gaining a lot of weight every shoot I went to, because of course it's like, I don't pay for that food. It's like, okay, let's just get cookies and let's just get a lot of different like brownies and so let's get more coffee. Let's go out for Starbucks. And then you hear you picking, you eating. And then at 6 o'clock, people are wrapping up and you're like, oh my God, let me just take a little bite in here. And when you come to know it, you're like, you ate the whole thing. And it's just, you start gaining weight. So one of the things that she does interesting is she has popcorn.
I don't do it on movie sets, but I love cruising. And when we have the buffets, you want to get your money's worth on this free buffet, if that makes any sense. And you do, you gain pounds over the week doing just that. So my next cruise, I'm going to bring popcorn and hot sauce. Got it.
Well, I've worked, it's interesting, because at Jennifer Lopez shoot, one of the things I loved was Benny Medina, which is a manager. And I went to grab the cookie, and he says, "Oh, do you really want that?" And I'm, "Excuse me?" He goes, "Do you really want that?" And I'm
slap
like,
him.
"You know
slap
what?
Slap him."
Well, you know what? I wanted to hug him and kiss him. I'll tell you why. Because no one would ever tell me that. And he has the guts to say, "Do you really want that?" And I said, "You know what? I don't want this." And I put it down. I said, "You know what? If I ever become famous, I want to hire you because you're like, you were on it." He didn't have to say that.
And I would, so I would have said, you're right, because it doesn't have ice cream on it. Let me get some ice cream. I'll be right back.
Yeah. So that makes you think. I'm like, you know what? It's just like, I think one of the things is being awareness of your beauty, of what you put in your mouth is awareness. And sometimes we're in a hectic life, you know, very hectic. We work, you have kids. And you're not thinking, so you stop putting stuff in your mouth in order to entertain yourself and move and have movement. And I'm like, you know what? I don't really need this. I really need to be aware of what I'm picking up. And so I think with Salma Hayek picking up her popcorn and Jennifer Lopez not, you know, picking on the food that's out there because she has Benny Medina telling her not to, which is great. I think I love that guy. I think he's amazing. And I think, you know, someone who would tell me something like that, I admire, honestly.
Okay, I'm going to get you into trouble. Who is your favorite celebrity, and share a secret with them, a secret tip or something?
Oh, my favorite was Avon is my favorite. Oh, my God. I have so many favorites. I have Salma Hayek. I have Camila.
That's a safe answer. We want to get you in trouble.
It's so interesting you want to get me in trouble. But I'll tell you this. I think I'm Salma's favorite. I'll tell you why. I had an amazing experience with her. We were at the shoot. When we were at the shoot, she had salsa music on. And I just knew she just kept dancing. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give her what she wants. And so I stopped the crew and I said, "Let's go. Let's dance, me and you." And everyone was standing in the side. And here we're like, you know, we're running on time here. And I'm like, no, I'm just going to give her her moment. And she just started dancing salsa with me. And she took off her shoe and I look over and I see the whole crew looking and they're like, okay, when is this going to stop? We need to work. But I gave her that moment and she loved that. And I think that says, like, you know what? We need at least 2 minutes of our time because everything is hectic. Everything is fast, fast, fast. And giving her that moment made her so happy. I mean, she decided to, at the end, do some videos with us. You know, she was running out the door, but you know what? She was so happy. I made her happy. You know, she decided, you know, I have time for this. I have time. Sure, let's do this video. Sure, let's do this other video. And I think it's respecting just time and people in a way that, you know, we just have to say, okay, it's just 2 minutes of our lifetime. It's just a moment. And so I got a moment with her, which is amazing, is having that experience to dance with her. And I had another, I'm sure she had a moment with, like, she never heard of a creative director stopping a shoot and dance also with her. How about that?
That's awesome. By the way, she was incredible on 30 Rock. I loved her on 30 Rock. I don't know if you saw it, David, but I loved her character. She's
amazing.
Always great.
She's amazing. And yes, one other, I would love to give you a beauty secret of her. Like, this is, and I'm surprised it's not out there. So she has her Nuance collection, you know, her creams, her eye creams. And she had sent her assistant out to get an eye cream because I was complaining that I'm so tired. I'm in LA time. I'm a New Yorker. I have bags under my eyes. I can't stand it. My makeup doesn't look so great today. She's like, oh, wait a minute. So she sent her assistant and buys all this cream and she comes back and she takes her publicist that is there and her publicist has little bags under her eyes and she goes, Abby, let's take a moment. And I'm and of course, the photographer is like, okay, we're wasting time here. But you know how we girls get together. We just can't stop. And so she goes and she goes, here, Abby, let me give you an example. And she takes her cream, which is amazing. It's an eye serum anti-aging wrinkle filler. And she puts it on the her PR person. She puts it on. And literally, I saw her puffiness of her eye go down.
Abby, I hate to cut you off. We could talk for hours with you because I love hearing about some of the celebrities you've been with and secrets. We're going to have you back. We're going to run out of time here. So I'm going to put links up how to reach out to Abby up on our site. So visit justaskdavid.com. Abby, we want to thank you. And for all of you listening, Lisa and I want to thank you. So if you have a question about beauty, visit justaskdavid.com. And thank you for listening.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.